Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisors all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mark Dawson, the CEO and president of Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain. And Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain was launched in 2014 by a team of decades of plumbing franchise industry experience. And we're going to talk to Mark about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. Stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mark Dawson, the CEO and president of Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain. Hey, Mark, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm doing great, Marty. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, we've been doing the show now, Mark, for it's almost 8 years, and I think I have to say this is probably one of the first plumbing franchises, so we are really excited to add you to our category of shows, so thanks for coming on again today.
We're excited about being part of your show.
Thank you so much. We would like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this afternoon, Mark?
You know, I'm actually calling from Paradise when I look out my window right now. So I'm in Tempe, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
I've migrated across the country from Tennessee, and so it's absolutely beautiful out here this time of
year.
Yeah,
I've heard that. I've heard Tempe, it's a beautiful time of year in that part of the country. That's just fantastic. So, you know, I read about the company. I mean, again, you guys have a long track record. I mean, it says 30 years of franchising with Rebath and Five Day Kitchens. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the history of Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain, Mark.
Yeah, so Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain, we just launched that February of this year,
mm-hmm.
but we're long on history and experience. And so when you look at our management team, we have over 30 years of combined plumbing experience on our management team, and we collectively have over 50 years of franchising experience on that team. So
wow.
We're really excited about the direction of where the company's going.
And that's so important too, Mark, because, you know, I mean, one of the themes of our show, you know, over the last 8 years is, you know, we always have been telling our listeners, you know, is look towards the experience of, you know, the leadership of the company, you know, and when you say, you know, numbers like 30 years and 50 years, that's a long time, isn't it?
It is a long time, and one of the good things, you know, the great things about our management team is two of our management team members have been a franchisee in the plumbing
wow.
business and now are on the franchisor side, and so it really gives us a unique perspective on how to deal with our franchisees and how to help them grow and be successful in their business.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's so important to, you know, be on both sides of the fence, you know, and be able to, I think it helps certainly empathize with the franchisee, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
That's fantastic. So, I mean, plumbing seems like, you know, a highly saturated marketplace. I mean, how big is this industry, Mark?
So the plumbing service industry is a $1.5 billion industry that is predicted to grow over the next 4 years. And so we're excited about that. And our opportunity, really, it's every home and every business that has
mm-hmm.
plumbing. Typically, plumbing systems are behind walls or underground or hidden out of sight. And so having someone like our Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain franchisee that you can trust is paramount in raising the standards and really building client loyalty.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, trust is certainly important. Is that one of the things that I guess you could say, I mean, make you stand out? I mean, what's your, I guess, you know, when you're giving your unique selling proposition, Mark, I mean, what's that like?
So when you look at us compared to our competition, so we look at things like brand standards, and,
mm-hmm.
and we look at the quality of franchise partners that we bring in to our system. So we hold our franchisees to a very high standard to
mm-hmm.
include independently surveying each customer after every job,
right.
tracking their performance all the way down to the service expert level, which is very important. And so while we know there are other brands out there, we feel that the quality of our entire network of franchise partners and that understands the importance of having high integrity and giving our clients peace of mind when we go into the house. And I think in delivering
yeah.
that brand promise makes us unique.
Yeah, and that's so important, you know, is of course, surveying the customers, you know, and getting that feedback, you know, and, of course, acting on the feedback and, you know, in researching your franchise, Mark. I mean, it sounds also like, you know, customer experience is very important. How does that differ from the competition?
So our customer experience starts when the first call comes in, and so
mm-hmm.
And it follows all the way to the end of the service call. So it's consistent. We build trust along the way with high integrity with our customers. We want to make sure they have a unique experience all the way from, you know, when the call comes in, we send out a appointment reminder with a picture of our service expert that's going to be at the house. We talked about the survey after the job is done. So we really want to make sure that the customer is highly involved in that process and that they understand that who's coming to their home and the experience they should expect when we arrive on the job. And so whether it's Monday morning or Sunday evening, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get a live person to answer the phone that's going to be able to help them set that call up and get service to their home.
Yeah, and that really sets the tone for the relationship, Mark, doesn't it? I mean, that first call that actually comes in. I mean, it's so important, you know. And I think a lot of us, you know, when we moved up here to this part of Pennsylvania, we had trouble finding someone, in our area, and even to get somebody like a live person to answer the phone was complicated. So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, so it is unique, and so one of the things, I mean, we have training going on this week with some new Blue Frog franchisees
mm-hmm.
coming in the system, and one of the exercises we had one of the gentlemen do was we had him call through the week and on the weekend to mystery shop his competition
right.
to see how often someone would actually answer the phone, and would they actually come out on the weekend or after hours, and did they do certain things. It was amazing. And so when we find those opportunities to put a franchisee in a market like that, we know that it's a home run for us.
Yeah, there's certainly opportunity there, and I think that's fantastic. One of the things I like to talk about on the show is, technology and how, certain franchises are using technology, Mark. And I saw that your service reps, they do use iPads when meeting with the customers. I mean, can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we do have a proprietary software called HB Connect that we've
mm-hmm.
built for our plumbing companies. And so the order comes in through the office, and it is dispatched out through the iPad to our service expert. And then when they go in the house, they're able to interact with the customer in a very nice way. And so that the experience is very enlightening to the customer, because we walk through the process, we take pictures along the way, the pricing is all right there on the iPad, so the customer understands what the price is. It's not some fictitious price that's made up along the way, and so we're very proud of that. And so I think, again, it goes back to giving our customer peace of mind. The other thing that it does, it provides business intelligence that helps enhance the franchisee's performance. And so we're able to collect that data now all the way down to the service expert level and help them understand how to improve their business and where they're making money and where they're not making money.
Yeah, the technology is fascinating, isn't it? I mean, you kind of sometimes wonder, like, how we did things, 20, 30 years ago. You know, I mean, it just really changes so many different types of businesses, particularly your type of business, and it certainly makes you more efficient, doesn't it?
It really does. And so, one of the things that I have a buddy that's, he's technology, adverse to technology, so he refuses to get a cell phone, so he's like the last person that's held out. But you're right. How we've gotten this far in life without those conveniences of technologies is beyond me. But I remember when the first fax machine came out, I'm like, what do we need that for? So it's just now it's a click
true.
Of a button. So it makes life easier.
It sure does. Maybe we can talk a little bit about your franchisees. I know, a lot of your franchisees, they've had that experience. They've been independent small business owners, and, you've converted them to, existing businesses into the Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain, or expanding their existing offerings by opening a new business. Maybe we could talk a little bit about that and what's going on with, that type of strategy.
Sure. So we one of our main focuses is that we want to look at people that are already in the plumbing business and see if we can help them in some way, whether it comes through marketing or through operational efficiencies, or just even better understanding of their finances and how to make money. So, but one thing is we're in no rush just to sign up any franchise partner
mm-hmm.
just for the sake of having someone in a market. So we look for people who are willing to follow our standards of world-class service with a focus on helping them grow their business with proven systems. So we look for people that are driven, that have high discipline, can follow a system, are trustworthy, and have high integrity. And when you look at the consolidation that has gone on over the last, 5 to 10 years in
mm-hmm.
different segments,
yeah.
I challenge you today to go out and find an independent hardware store. Because there aren't any left hardly anymore, because they have to compete with the big box stores. And so they've joined a franchise like Ace Hardware to collectively bring all their buying power together and their knowledge to compete at a high level. And that's really what we offer existing plumbing companies.
That's fantastic. That's so important. What's been the level of interest from independent plumbers, Mark, looking to join Blue Frog?
You know, so we're excited about our trend. And so right now at the end of this month, we'll have 30 new franchisees on board and sign their agreements. And so we anticipate to get to 52 that's trending for 2014. So the response of existing plumbers has been very, very nice. And we really haven't gone and launched it, if you will, in a big way to the plumbing industry. So we haven't been to the pumper show and things like that. So the response has been very, very nice. And so we're pleasantly pleased.
That's fantastic. My wife was saying it's a clever name, too. She thought it has a nice ring to it. Who gets credit for the name?
So I've got to tell you this story. So this is a unique story. You know, there's a lot of great national companies out there, and but we wanted to separate ourselves from that noise, and because a lot of those have similar names, we didn't want to be the same type of plumbing company. And so we actually went out and we crowdsourced it through a company and all over the world. And I had 2,283 submissions of names sent back to me. And so we narrowed that down to five names.
Okay.
And so one day we were sitting back in the office and we were talking about it, and we Blue Frog came up, and so I have glass windows right here, and I kind of hopped up having fun in the process and jumped on the window like a frog would be, and we all started laughing, but we liked that. And so
that's great.
And so then we wanted to make sure we were picking the right name. So then we went out and we surveyed 400 customers that are our target customers, and we did a survey first of just the names, black and white names of those five companies, and then we got the results back, and Blue Frog was second, and then we went back out with color and a mascot or a logo, and it just blew everybody out of the water. And so we really think it's Googleistic in the way it looks. And so the colors are right. The artwork and design is sharp, and our target customer, which is females, 34 to 65, love it. And so we were at a recent show in New Jersey, and we had people come by and look at Freddie the mascot and look at our name. They're like, "We're not buying plumbing today, but that's awesome. We love that." And so it just reinforced that we picked the right name.
Yeah, I love that story. I mean, that is fantastic. I mean, you have to document that story. I mean, 50 years, that's going to be a big part of the history of the company, isn't it?
I agree. And so we think that, the opportunity, is somewhere around 550 to 600 locations. And so we believe that with that name, that unique name that stands out with our customers, we'll get to that number.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. What is the training like for your new franchisees, Mark? I mean, do they come out to your headquarters? How does that work?
Yeah, so we actually have three phases of our training. We have a pre-training. So once a franchisee signs their agreement with us, we immediately start working with them. So we have some online training modules that we work through. They work with a couple support people here in the office before they get to what we call our second step, basic training. Basic training, which is going on this week here, is 1 week long, and so those are long days. We start early in the morning, we finish at night, and they have homework to do throughout the week. And then after that, we have what we call post-training. And so now they've come to training, and it's kind of like they've talked the talk all week. Now it's time to go walk the walk and really put things in place. And so we help them get their marketing plans off the ground, make sure their operations are set up and ready to go. And then we track them. And so with our software, we know what's going on every day from a lead generation standpoint, from a sales standpoint. And so we help them and monitor that with them to grow their business.
Yeah, no, I think that's fantastic. How would you describe a typical day for, your prospective franchisees? They say, wow, this sounds, very interesting. How do you typically describe a typical day for a franchisee?
Well, it evolves. And so I was a franchisee for 12 years before I became part of the franchise corporate team. And so the first 2 years are hard, long hours. You got to build a business. So just because you buy a franchise doesn't mean you bought a paycheck. So you have to grow the business. And so for the first 2 years, you're going to be working long hours, but you're going to grow a business that will sustain itself. Once at the end of 2 years, life should be a little bit better. And so as I grew my company, I literally didn't work more than 20 hours a week at times. And so that's where you want to be. That's why you buy a business or grow a business,
right,
to have those luxuries in life. And so, but they're going to start early in the morning, 7 o'clock. They're probably going to finish up somewhere around 6, 7 o'clock at night. They're going to work on a Saturday or Sunday every once in a while for that first 2 years. But, again, once it's established, then you're going to have the right people in place, and then you'll be able to reap the benefits of your hard work.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic that you mentioned that because, you know, we've had a lot of, you know, of course, listeners over the years. I think that they think because they buy a franchise, they're going to achieve instantaneous success as soon as they open the doors, and that doesn't happen for most of them, does it?
No, we tell them when we have a discovery day through our sales process, and we tell them, look, if you're not willing to invest time in these areas, and one of those is definitely in marketing, you should not invest your money with us because you have to do these things to be successful. We know what it takes. We've done it ourselves. We've proven it over 30 years. And so this is what you have to do. If you're willing to commit to that, then we're willing to enter into that partnership.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. This next question, not to make you feel old, but I mean, you've been involved in this business for quite some time, Mark. I mean, what advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. I mean, most of them, they have it in their mind they want to buy a franchise, but most of them simply just don't know where to begin. What would you say to them?
So I would say, first, take your time. Do your homework, and then look for the right fit. And so there's you know, a lot of franchisee opportunities out there. A lot of people get emotionally involved and excited during the process, and they may not do a thorough due diligence of what the opportunity is. And so you're entering a partnership or an agreement somewhere between 5 and 10 years.
Right.
And so you're looking for someone to enter that with that you think has high integrity, that's trustworthy, that's consistent in their message, and they're willing to support you. And so you need to have the proper capital to grow. And that's the thing I'd say is, look, you know, once you make that commitment, enjoy the journey because it is a great ride, and it will provide you a lot of things in life that you've never had if you do the right things day to day.
That's great advice for our listeners. You've just signed, I think it was about 25 franchise partners, Mark. I mean, what are Blue Frog Plumbing and Drains' plans for the future? I mean, where do you see, you know, the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Yeah, so we just signed our 25th at the end of last month. Well, again, we'll have 30 at the end of this month. We believe we'll be at the 200 mark at the end of year three. And we believe at the end of 10 years, we should be around 550 to 600. And so it's going to be an aggressive growth. We have great owners that work with us in supporting our growth and our initiatives and strategies. So we're being very aggressive and going out looking for the right franchisees and the right partners in the markets that we want to get to. And then the word of mouth is going to just get around where people are going to come to us. So
right. That's true. It's, you know, and the branding evolves over time too, doesn't it? I mean, you've seen that, you know, where it's just going to become second nature. You know, you see Plumbing Blue Frog.
Yep. We can't wait.
That's great. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you? I mean, you know, since launching Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain, Mark, anything stand out?
You know, this other than the process of choosing the name and the logo, one thing that really is has been fun is so we do a lot of social media with Blue Frog, with our PR company, and one of the things. One of our franchisees that's in training this week is a high school friend of mine. And so his name is Bob White. He bought Dallas and Fort Worth. He also owns a maid service franchise and has for the last 10 years. And so he's always wanted to add a plumbing company. And so he saw our post on my Facebook page. We were friends on Facebook. Now, I have not seen Bob since a week after graduation, because when we graduated,
wow,
he and two of our other buddies, we went to Daytona Beach, Florida for graduation, and we came back. He went off to college. I went my way, and we haven't seen each other or really talked in over 30 years. And so he reaches out to me and says, I've been looking to buy a plumbing company. This is exactly what I wanted.
That's amazing.
And so he's in training this week, and so we've been able to rekindle our friendship and talk business and relive old times.
That's a great response. It's one of the best answers I think we've gotten to that question in almost 8 years. That's a great story. That's really fantastic.
Yeah.
That's something. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Mark? Any websites that you'd like them to go to?
Yes, they can go to bluefrogplumbing.com.
Okay.
And we have our franchise link there. And or they can call me direct at 480-754-8975, because we are ready to hop to it at Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain.
That's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you again, Mark, for coming on the show tonight. I'd really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think you have a great franchise opportunity, and I'm going to continue watching your franchise. I think it's fantastic.
We would love to come back. Thank you, Marty, for the time.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Mark, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Franchise Interviews has been hosting Franchise Interviews for almost 6 years now and almost 300 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Art Collet, who is the president of Alpha Graphics, and Art has a wonderful quote. He says that franchising is one of the greatest inventions for small business, and he kind of expands why, so here we go.
Fantastic program. I mean, when I saw it, I said I thought this was very exciting for you guys, you know, and it's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, it sounds like your franchise partners are certainly going to appreciate something like this, and I guess that's the benefit of getting into franchising as well, isn't it, Art? You know, is to, you know, have a program like this, you know, a very strong program that the franchisees can really benefit from.
Yeah, I tell you, Marty, you said something earlier, you know, I was saying earlier about, you know, that nearly 10 years of restaurant ownership,
mm-hmm.
there were months, Marty, and we were not a franchise, there were months, Marty, where I would have I begged for somebody to send a royalty check to. Because I thought, man, if somebody could bring me some turnkey marketing programs, if somebody
exactly.
could bring me some training solutions that were already ready to go for the employees and how to hire them and who's the right person, how to recruit them, if somebody could bring me a process for, you know, for creating more traffic at my restaurant or
right.
operational workflow and checklist, Marty, I believe, you know, and I've had people, you know, great people like, you know, Bud Hadfield, and I can, you
yeah.
know, go down the list of just the names of people that have, you know, are in my cell phone that I can call anytime. I mean, John Luther over at Duncan Brands and Jim Amos, who, you
right.
know, led mailboxes, et cetera, and you know
yeah.
all these names. I think they
oh, yeah.
I'm honored being on your show today just knowing those guys.
Thank you.
People like that are people that you've interviewed. But,
yes.
You know, franchising, I believe, is the greatest invention for small business ownership.
Yeah.
Because franchising doesn't change the fact that you're still a small business owner.
Exactly.
All franchising should do, I mean, my job as president of Alpha Graphics is to take people who have decided they want to be a small business owner and they want to do it in this arena of providing visual communication solutions, whether that's document solutions or marketing solutions, but my job as president of Alpha Graphics is just simply to take the hurdles that may be 6 feet high if you're out there on your own trying to do it yourself, and let's take them down to 6 inches. The hurdles
yeah.
are still there. You're still going to have employee issues. You're still going to have operational issues. You still need to have somebody. You're still going to deal with your financials in your business. And I think sometimes prospective franchisees forget that.
Yes.
They forget that they're still they may possibly think the franchisor is going to take those problems away. And there are some that we do remove off the table, but for the most part, they're all still there. We just have systems and approach and coaching and support to help you manage that. And now it's a little speed bump in the road in the road instead of a, you know, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising by Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.